Hello, Charmaine speaking.
Hey, Charmaine, Lee and Jess, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Really well. Watched your live stream last night. Were you happy with
Thank
it?
Thank you. yeah, it was amazing. So
it was very busy, wasn't it?
It was, yeah. And it's really good when, you know, the community and the locals, you know, really get involved.
Very cool. And there seemed to be a lot of people that were following along. So for those that missed it, this was a live stream late-ish last night from the Mole Creek Hotel. What did you uncover?
Well, as I said, yeah, a lot of the locals that sort of come onto our live streams, actually, we were drawn to this particular room because we were in discussions with a regular downstairs earlier in the night. And he mentioned about a particular room upstairs that he had an experience, a bit of a tight or a heaviness on his chest. He was awoken by this heaviness and he witnessed a woman in white and then basically in a white dress, and then she sort of just disappeared out the window. So we thought, well, we'll concentrate on this particular room. And from just one piece of equipment, we were able to determine that we may have been possibly communicating with maybe a local, couple of locals around the area. So,
tell us about the equipment you use, like the glowy balls that sort of sparkle when they interacted with. What are they all about? Are they something special, or is it something you can pick off the shelf?
Yeah, basically, yeah, you can pick that up online, off eBay or anything. Basically, those little balls that you saw last night was a simple cat toy. But how it actually works is you just have to touch it very, very slightly, and it activates and does all those, you know, pretty lights that you were just talking about. So we can sit these balls in places on trigger objects and ask if anyone's around, you know, to let us know just by touching this particular ball, because it doesn't take a lot of energy to do so.
Wow. Now, yeah. I couldn't hang around for the whole thing, so did anything really spooky happen after about 45 minutes in? Because, I went to bed because my bedtime's 8 o'clock. It's 8 o'clock, and I thought to myself, look, I really need to get up and get my phone and watch this to see what it's all about. And I was just really intrigued because it was busy from the get-go, wasn't it?
It was, yeah. Pretty much we started in that room 7. We spent quite a lot of time in that room because... yeah, while things were happening, you know, we still continue to do that. And I think it finished about 11 o'clock. We went downstairs after that and concentrated on that actual picture frame that I mentioned that had fallen down previously, and that was caught on CCTV. Once again, we put one of those balls on the picture frame and we had action just from that ball. So I have left that ball on that picture frame overnight. I am yet to go down and have a look to see if it's still sitting there. So,
So where to next?
Where to next? Well, I like to keep my, live feeds secret, but I'm heading back down sort of Southway next, not until probably a couple of weeks, but if anybody wants us to visit any of their sites and do this amazing, you know, live investigation from their venue and support, obviously, you know, our tourism industry as well.
So,
make sure you contact us.
Do you genuinely believe that you were in contact with spirits last night?
Yeah. Yep, I do.
And what would you say to people that try to debunk that?
Well, all I can sort of say is that I guess you've got to be there at the time, be there at the moment. Go with what you've got, go with what, you know, the good thing about the live investigation, you've got people interacting with you, you know, telling you questions because they know the history more than what we do.
Yeah.
So we're guided by, you know, the locals and you know, how we go about doing that. So,
yeah, look, if you need proof, last night's live stream was a really good example of what can be done when trying to communicate with spirits. Now, I do want to ask you about one particular bit of gadgetry you had, and that was the little word box machine thing. What's that, and how does that work?
Yeah, that's what we called an ovulus. Okay, so it is created by a well-known sort of paranormal investigator in the US. How that works is it's basically like an electronic dictionary. Now, it has been known that, you know, with all this equipment that we have, we obviously can't tell you exactly how the spirits can, you know, manipulate this equipment, but they can. And so they use the environment in which we're, what we're doing at the time, and they're able just to sort of, you know, grab a word from this particular dictionary and pop up on the screen. Now, this particular device, you know, that was going really crazy last night, and with the words that were coming out, you see, a lot of the locals were saying, oh, wow, that's such and such nickname, and that was the word that he always used to say. He used to walk into the pub and go, surprise, you know.
That was a hair-raising moment, that one was, for sure.
Was you watching that happen as well?
And even the inflection of the voice was really bizarre for that piece of equipment, wasn't it?
It was, yeah. So, you know.
Oh, yeah. There you go. Question answered.
Pretty cool.
Well, thank you for taking the time to visit the Northwest and do your bit for local tourism. That's really cool. Cheers, Charmaine. Really appreciate it. And that page for anybody that wants to follow?
Tasmania's Most Haunted.
Ooh.
Awesome stuff. Thanks again.
Thank you.